Barb, how are you?
I am so great. How are you? It's great to be back.
I'm always good, and I'm always here, so that's good.
Me too. This is good. This is good. It's beautiful outside. Yesterday, I flew up from San Francisco to my home here in Seattle on Whidbey Island, and it was raining in the Bay Area and cloudy, and in Seattle, it was so beautiful. It was just awesome.
It was a great day yesterday.
Great day. And the man next to me on the plane had flown up actually from the L.A. area in Palm Desert, Palm Springs, and he said it was raining so hard there you could hardly see. And he said, my friends won't believe me. This is reversed. It's supposed to be sunny down there and raining up here. And it was so beautiful flying in, seeing the mountains.
Well, thank you for bringing the weather with you.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's great to be here. I'm really blessed, and I feel very grateful and honored. I was thinking about that driving over today from Whidbey Island to be back on the air with you. I really, really love having the show and getting to share ideas and just be together.
Well, as you know, the people that are Barb Shores fans are rampant, and they are everywhere, and they really enjoy having you back on the show.
Thank you. That's really nice to hear. Well, I want to say hi to all accredited staging professionals that may be listening, all accredited staging professional masters that may be listening, all real estate agents, realtors, brokers, and people out there that I've met along the way. It's just really nice to have you tune in, and I hope that you'll call. I'd love to visit with you on the air. And as we do that, we'll stay in the positive, because it is positive choice, talk
yes,
radio.
It is.
And that number is toll-free, and it's 866. Grab your pencil.
Now, that's anywhere in the country, by the way.
Isn't that awesome? Because some people are listening to us in Boston and Chicago, et cetera, on the internet,
yep.
You know, live stream. So 866-439-7287. So that's 439-7287, which stands for Positive Choice Talk Radio.
PCTR, as it were.
I love it. I love it.
So if you'd like to call, give us a call now, and you can talk to Barb about, you know what would be really cool is to have somebody come on that has gone through one of your seminars, because you are maybe one of the hardest working seminar givers I know of, because oftentimes I'll talk to you on the phone and it'll be like, I've only got 15 minutes because I got to get back. We're doing this for 12 hours and it's day four of 12 hours every day.
We have a great time, and the key is to really empower each other. That's what this is all about. So that's what I think Positive Choice Talk Radio, one of the things about PCTR is empowering each other and ourselves to move through each day in a positive way, because life does happen. You've heard me say this before. You're either going into a challenge, you're in one, or you're coming out of one. And so attitude is really important, and I have to work on that too. I work on that all the time. It isn't that you just roll out of bed, your feet hit the floor, and you're automatically like, ah, let's go. So, I mean,
you're not? I got to believe that you always are.
Some days are like that, I must say. But there are other days that you go, wow, we've got this challenge to work with, through, and on. And so all of us, I find it's like exercise. If you don't make it a habit, then it's too easy to fall back. And so it is a choice. And I love the positive choice words, because everything in life is a choice.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And that's why I'm glad that the name is that, because if you know, we make choices every day.
Right.
And I end the show now with a saying that's, you know, we make choices every day. Make positive choices.
Yeah, it is a choice. And every instant, every second, every situation. And I have trouble with this sometimes, is something will happen in the moment, and I have to stop and say, now, wait a minute, how do I respond to this? Because we're on automatic pilot so much. And I find that I could perhaps say something that wasn't positive as a response. And it's really getting into that habit. And a lot of us that work on this all the time, we do have that habit of coming back and looking at the positive. People may say we're optimistic, or, you know, running around just totally like life's a cherry basket. And it is, or a basket full of cherries. It's just that in the basket of cherries can be some ones that have some mold on them and spots. And I just ran into that in my strawberries the other day that I got from the grocery store. And so I thought, you know, life's like that too. It may look on the outside like it's all peachy keen, but there can be things going on in the inside. And I see Eric brought you some coffee, and that's so nice.
He did. He was a good guy.
He's your hero. That's awesome. Well, you know, last week my first time back, and again, to everybody listening, I look forward to visiting with you in a positive way every Monday from 2 to 3, and thank you for listening. I introduced what I call joyous principles for living, and we talked about one of them, and I want to focus on a couple more this session,
okay.
this hour. And I have a surprise guest, too.
She won't tell me who it is.
No, it is a surprise guest. You never know. Yeah, cool. Cool. I like that. Cool beans.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where if now, last hour we talked about stress.
Yes.
And like, I do this show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. And in the last hour, I could look at it like, I don't know who's coming on my show. I have no idea. And you're bringing someone on and I don't know. I could be stressed out or I could say, boy, that sounds like cool. I trust you. I trust your judgment. That'll be a lot of fun.
Well, and part of it can be my show too.
Well, of course.
That's true. So we won't choose to be stressed.
That's exactly right.
This is right. It's a choice.
You can choose to be anything you choose to be.
Exactly. So one of the principles that I wrote in my book, If You Wear Out Your Body, Where Will You Live?
Talk about your book a little bit.
Well, the book, it's a little guidebook, really. It's a hardback. And it's got a cute picture on the front of a lady and her body it's a painting, is a house. Because that's where our spirit lives on earth. Our body is like a house.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are spiritual beings having a human experience, as they say. And so it's a small, hardbound book called If You Wear Out Your Body, Where Will You Live? By myself. And the pictures were done by my daughter as she has been working to heal herself from a tragic automobile accident that some of you know about that happened in 1989. And so that precious picture on the front is a rendition of her drawing. And so the book you can get at most of the bookstores or have them order it. We're going to be up for another printing soon, but there's still some available. And one of the principles that is right out of this book, on page 87 actually, is life in the energy of positive thought, to live in the energy of the positive thought. And I thought that was so great because of coming back on the air and really focusing on PCTR, which is Positive Choice Talk Radio. And isn't it great, everybody listening, that we do have the choice to listen in to happy things and to really help spread that joy around, because it is contagious, whether it's negativity or positive attitudes. So living in that energy and carrying that with us everywhere we go. And that means that we've got to exercise it, practice it, and remember that we do have that choice of how we respond. So I think it's time to bring in my special guest. I saw that you had a little grimace on your face.
No.
Are you okay? You look like you were about ready to either just starve yourself or of hunger, but are you okay?
Oh, I'm perfectly fine.
Good.
Okay. No, I was watching someone in the other studio, and I was sympathizing with them because they were having a moment.
A moment. Are they all right?
They're fine.
I hope so. Okay.
We think. Yes.
We think.
It's
all
a good moment. So who's the special guest?
How many minutes do we have before we go to break? Because I really shouldn't introduce them until we have just a little bit of time.
We have 3 minutes.
3 minutes? Well, that's good. That's good. I can do this. This is a very special guest, and you know, I live in the God moments as best I can, and people call them goosebumps. I call them God bumps. I learned that in the state of Minnesota. I like that. That's what they call them there.
And they have bumps there all the time.
Yeah, they do. So cold. Anyway, on the ferry today, I had a guest that was going to call in, and then it didn't work out for her. So we hope that we can reschedule for next week. So I said to the intuition, to that inner knower that we all carry with us, who should be my magical guest for today on Staging Life with Barb? And all of a sudden it hit me. My special guest is you. Kevin McDonald.
Really? So, do I have to leave and then come back in?
No. I want to interview you.
That's where we need
the fanfare. I want to interview. Yeah, we need the fanfare.
Oh, boy.
Not the Mickey Mouse fanfare. There you go. Boom, 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 boom.
You do recognize that when you're the host of the show, nobody ever asks you any questions?
Yeah, it's my turn.
So it's very uncomfortable for some
folks. This is good. We'll get you out of the box.
Absolutely.
So this was the little inner knower, the God voice that said, you know what? Kevin's going to be my guest on my hour, Staging Life with Barb.
Well, I'm honored to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
My joy. So we're going to come back shortly. Is that right?
Sure.
And then I want to be able to really give you a A lot of questions.
Oh, perfect. I hope I have an answer.
You will. This is Barb Schwarz. Thank you for listening. Welcome back to Staging Life with Barb. And I have a special guest. I'm turning the tables on him, actually.
Yes, she is.
I am. It's a surprise. My guest this week is Kevin McDonald, who it just gives me such great joy to put him on the spot a minute. But more importantly than that is to be able to have you, my listeners and friends, really hear about this dynamic man and learn more of how all this came to be, and how we come to you every week, day by day. So, Kevin, my first question for you, and again, this is Kevin McDonald, the man that I look to as responsible for Positive Choice Talk Radio, and I want to know how this first vision came to you of having this particular kind of show, theme, and station on the air.
You want the story.
I want the story. Give me the scoop.
It happened on Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact.
Which year?
3 years ago.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
It'll be 3 years this coming up Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I was at my at that time I was 43 or something like that, and I was at my sister's house and we were having Thanksgiving and we started talking about kids. We started talking about the fact that we didn't necessarily go to church. They did. Why didn't we? I don't know. I have these issues. And we started talking about spiritual practices, spirituality.
Yes, good.
And things about why we do the things that we do.
Great time at Thanksgiving.
Sweet. Absolutely. And, after we left their house, I was so wound up, we went to another friend's house, and they were talking about spirituality at the same time, only a different place, a different form, a different reality of it. And so we started talking about those sorts of things, which generated into a friendship that we started getting together on a regular basis to talk about, you know, like, there's so many things that you don't understand, so many places, and so many concepts that... Where do you go safely?
Right.
To explore the concepts that are out there that you might want to talk about.
And we're all on this path.
For instance, if you go to your priest and start talking about reincarnation, is it possible? Is it not possible? What do you think? You're not going to get the same answers if you go talk to somebody else.
Right. And each view, each spiritual path, each religion, that kind of thing, may have a different answer for you.
And in some cases, it's not a safe answer because if you're told something that, if somebody tells you something that they disagree with the way you believe, sometimes it's not done in a positive way.
Right. It can be done in a very negative way.
Yeah,
put
like,
down.
Like you're going to go straight to you know where.
Right.
H-E double toothpick, as they say.
Okay.
And that sort of thing. So we got together with a small group of friends. And
that was the same Thanksgiving or later?
No, this was subsequently this group of friends would get together like every Sunday.
Okay, and so this started then.
Yes.
To get together on a regular basis.
And a gentleman who is now out of my life, and hopefully one day he'll decide to come back into my life, and we'll see. He called me up on a Sunday morning full of coffee and said, you know what? What we're talking, because we'd had a nice conversation the previous night on a Saturday night. He said, we need to get a television show. We need to talk about all this stuff on TV. And I said, well, okay. What have you been drinking?
Grapefruit juice. He'd been drinking grapefruit juice. It gets you every time.
And it turned out that it had been coffee, but he was serious. And so I checked out television, and I found out that it's very difficult to get into. And
yes,
and
yes.
To get any kind of listenership and all that kind of stuff. But then I looked at, I said, well, what about radio? And I said, well, what about the internet? So I looked on the internet, and I found out that you can go on the internet, and you can create your own radio station.
Wow.
Put up your own content, do whatever you want to do on the internet.
On the internet.
Yes. So what we would do is we'd get together and we would do a little meditation. Then we'd talk about various aspects of our spiritual development and what we wanted to do with our lives and so forth and so on. And we'd put them up on the internet. We called it Spirit Talk.
Now, wait a minute. Who's the we?
There were four of us. There was my wife and I.
Okay.
And we have a friend. It's amazing how, you know, all these coincidences happen.
Right. And there's reasons for that.
Absolutely. But we have a friend who... Her children are the same ages as our children, and they're best friends.
Okay.
And so we got to know my friend and her former husband as a couple.
Okay.
They subsequently split, and this new gentleman, who was a very spiritual man, entered into the picture. And we knew nothing about any of the things that we ended up talking about. And so we went on this spiritual journey together and trying to understand a little bit more about life and ourselves and what we were feeling and different aspects of it, from meditation to various sundry things. And so we would get together every Sunday. And we would have breakfast, and then we would do a meditation, then we'd talk about all of these things, and then we would put it up on the radio station.
Now, how many times were you going on the radio station at that time?
At that time, I put together a radio station that was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It was a recorded thing, so we could put it up, and then we just ran everything. And I still, you know, had my full-time job, and we were, this was just kind of it became a passion of ours.
So you would record it and then put it up on the internet.
Yeah.
Because at first it almost sounded like a chat room, and it wasn't a chat room. It was streaming then radio.
Correct.
That you birthed, and then you recorded so people could tune in any time. And if they kept listening, they might hear a repeat, and yet that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
All the time. And then that happened all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we would put up, we had like 25, 26 hours worth of material that we would put up.
Great. Wow.
And we just did that because we wanted to, people who felt like they needed a safe place to talk about things that they may otherwise be uncomfortable about.
Okay. And then how did we go from there, or you, to where you are now? What caused the leap?
Oh, it's actually a really cool story, because each section led me to another section. One of the times when the four of us were together, we started talking about a book called Conversations with God from Neil Donald Walsh.
Right. I've read all of them.
Me too. And so I got one, read it, loved it. And as we were doing this internet radio station, I got the idea, well, why don't I try and call Neil Donald Walsh and get an interview with him? And we can put that on the internet.
Ah.
So I did. And it turned out that he was doing, getting ready to publish his Revolutions book.
Okay, another book, right?
Yeah, and the latest one he's got out. And they actually called us back. And they asked, so I actually was able to do an interview with Neil Donald Walsh. They have to understand, and Neil Donald Walsh is a national guy.
He's internationally known. He's a very productive and very busy man, if we put it that way. A lot of people want to talk to him. So that was a God thing.
That was very much a God thing.
That's what I call it, a God thing.
And yes, and the fact of the matter is that he would actually, number one, they called us back. And number two, they actually were willing to schedule the interview. And then, in the process of doing that, I called the publicist one morning. Normally, I called the publicist at the end of the day because I had a full-time job.
So you called in the morning.
At 10 o'clock in the morning. I was sitting there at my desk, and I got this, you know, I don't know. Sometimes you get thoughts.
Absolutely.
You don't know where they come
through.
From.
Epiphany, an aha, whatever you want to call it.
They come. Okay. And it was like, call her now. What?
Good to listen when those things happen. Everybody listening, please listen when those things happen.
Yeah, it's like,
take action.
Why don't you call her now?
Right, take action.
So I called her, and normally, always, get a message, she'd call me back. Always. She answered the phone this time.
Great. Then what happened?
Second ring, she answered the phone.
Second ring.
And then I said, hi, it's Kevin from Seattle for Spirit Talk Radio. And she said, are your ears burning?
Wow.
I said, what do you mean?
Wow.
And she said, well,
I'm getting God bumps.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Said, you'll never guess who I'm talking to. And I said, I don't know who. And she said, Cameron Steele from Contact Talk Radio. And I said, I have no idea who that is. He has a radio show in Bellevue. I said, really, he does? And so she said to Cameron, Cameron, there's a guy who's got a radio show in Seattle. And he said, I don't know who that is. And so we exchanged numbers. And not 2 seconds did we get off the phone, Cameron called me.
Wow, this is awesome.
And he was doing, on KKNW on Sunday nights, he was doing Contact Talk Radio with him and Lucia. And so I said, you know, I would really love to do radio. How does one go do that? And he explained how it worked. So I called them. I called KKNW, and at the time, they had no spots. They had a full schedule, and so they couldn't, you know, we couldn't talk.
Right.
And I said, oh, well, darn, and, you know, maybe that door was closed, and that's too bad. So I got in my car, my nice company car that I had with my nice job over there, and I was going to 1150 on the dial. Well, I stopped at 1180 on the dial which is, you know, you put it on scan.
Right, you put it on scan, and you never know. Yeah, they just keep coming.
And it said, you're listening to KLAY Radio in Tacoma. And it just dawned on me. It's like, well, they're 1180, and they're 1150, KKNW is. Well, why don't I call 1180 and see what they're doing?
Absolutely.
And so I called up 1180, happened to get the sales manager. And the sales manager said his name is Bob, a wonderful fella. And he said, you know, I was just talking to Clay Huntington, who's the owner, yesterday, saying that we would really like more local programming.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
And I said, well, we're a local program, and we're new, and we would like to get on the air. And he said, terrific. What time slot? Well, in the evening, I think, because we've got a full-time job. And he said, great. How about 7 to 9, Tuesdays from Thursday? Oh, well, okay.
Wow,
done. I had a show on AM radio.
I love it. And now, when was this? Let's go back. Was this two years ago?
No, this was November. This was a year and a half ago. November.
A year and a half ago, wow.
92.
Wow.
Or 2002.
And this is when you were in the car?
I just was in the car. You've been listening.
Okay,
The deal to do the radio show on the way to work. In the car.
That's just another God thing. That is so cool.
Yeah. So
that is so cool. So that's how you first came on the air.
That's how we started doing radio. And we did KLAY. We met a lot of folks in the process that have helped the show. Kim Miller we met, who is a gifted medium at that point. And a bunch of folks who just kind of showed up.
Right. That's what happens when you're in the flow and you're in the gap, as Deepak Chopra says. People just show up, and I've been there sometimes, and it's incredible when you're in it.
Oh, but I've got even a better story for you.
All right, so now, wait a minute. Okay. Wait a minute. Don't forget that story, but I want to hear the rest of this. So then how did you make the transition to KKNW?
Oh, this is the rest of that story.
Okay. See, we want to finish that.
So it's November, and we're doing the show twice a week from 7 to 9 at night. At night.
Tuesday,
and
Thursday.
So
okay.
I was, you know, had my full-time job and was doing that.
During the day.
And I needed to sell advertising, and I had a partner at the time, and we would go on the air on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we were learning the craft a little bit.
Right, exactly.
And I determined for myself that this is what I wanted to do for a living, and that I really wanted to put this message out. This is what I really, really wanted to do. He had different aspirations, and so consequently, our relationship kind of went apart.
And that's okay. When you mentioned something about that before, I really do believe, I love that poem, that people either come into your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime.
Yes, that particular individual, I want to give him credit because he is the one who gave me the inspiration, and he really inspired me to look into how to do radio, which got me us on the internet. And then, by the way, what I didn't tell you was that our relationship, he just kind of went away for about 4 months. After we got on the internet radio, when he came back, I was still doing it. He was excited about it, and he said we should take it to the next level. He inspired me to call Neil Donald Walsh.
Wonderful. See, there's the season and the reason.
Yes, and so he did that, and then, of course, he went away again. But what happened was...
So now, wait a minute. I want to make sure everybody can follow the story, and that means me too, is that now the transition to KKNW, we're going to go to break here in a second, so we're going to get to hear the rest of the story,
Well, let me tell you what happened just real quick at that point.
Okay.
Because this is really cool, and I wanted to be in part of the conjunction with it.
Right.
I decided, because he was leaving... And I was doing the show alone on KLAY Tuesdays and Thursday nights. That I really wanted to do more, and had determined that I was going to leave my day job because
your full time position in the day,
yes,
another career,
really,
right?
So one day, again, I was sitting at my desk. I would do my best thinking there, and I get this: why don't you call KKNW?
Another God thing. I love it.
Just out of the blues.
Okay.
I think you should call KKNW. So I get on the phone and I talk to them, and they talk to me and tell me that the salesperson will call me back. And she calls me the next day. He says, I would have talked to you yesterday, but I was in a sales meeting. And I'm sorry about that. But how can I help you? And I said, well, I'd like to do a show. And she said, well, you know what? It's interesting that you should say that. Because yesterday in the sales meeting that I was in, because I couldn't talk to you,
right?
We decided that we were going to go away from the CNN headline news daytime format that we'd been doing from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we are going to do block programming during the day. Are you interested in a show Monday through Friday?
Wow.
And I said, I think I would be.
Wow, that's so wonderful, because if you talked to her before the meeting, that would not have been the answer.
That's correct.
So it came up in the meeting when you called and she couldn't talk to you.
That's right.
Awesome.
So it was actually the next day when she called me back,
awesome.
And it was a brand new deal. And that's how we ended up on KKNW.
That is so wonderful. You're the man. You are the man that made this happen. And a lot of other people supported you, worked with you, still are.
Yes.
And share the vision. And this all is happening because of the passion. Without the passion, it wouldn't be happening.
That's correct. We decided, and I want to include my dear lovely wife in this, because
please, she
allowed me the dignity of having a dream and pursuing it.
She really gave support.
Yes.
Which is so important, to have people in our lives that do support us with our dreams.
Instead of saying, "Are you nuts?"
Which is sometimes what people say right away out of their mouth. She stopped, she thought, and she gave a positive choice, supportive answer. That's really wonderful.
Absolutely. And it's going to allow us to make the transition into what we really need to do for the local people, as well as, we hope, long-term, Barb,
right,
to take this program,
right,
into,
exactly,
a national forum, because people need to hear you.
Well, they need to hear the positive choice thought. That's,
yes,
what's so crucial, and it'll be my joy to help in any way that I can. And if you listening can see my face, I'm like this little girl, all beaming and probably turning red, because I'm getting ready to do it again. I'm so excited!
Hey, we need to take a break, and we're going to come back in just a moment with more with Barb Schwartz and her guest, me!
Yay, team!
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb Schwartz, and thanks for joining me during my hour of Staging Life with Barb. I've been interviewing my co-host, really. I turned the tables on him, Kevin McDonald.
Yes, she did.
Yes, I did. And I hope you got to hear the story, because it really came to me this morning riding the ferry and looking at those beautiful mountains on the ferry from Whidbey Island over to Everett, that without Kevin in this form, this particular idea would not have been born. And I think it's really, really important, and I want to do whatever I can, and hope you will as listeners too, to help support taking this idea across the United States on radio, so that we can really turn down the negative, turn up the positive choices, and listen on the radio to things that can help motivate us, keep us centered, some great ideas for life, all over the board, gardening, decorating, handling stress, all kinds of things. And so, Kevin, thanks for sharing the story. It was really great to hear that.
Well, and you're so welcome. And it's not often that I get a chance to tell that story, because it's something that when I talk about, now you'll hear me a lot talk to people about, did this yesterday on the show, or a Friday on the show, the gentleman said, I'm just really not all that happy with where I'm at and what I'm doing, but I need to do this. And that was his rationale. I just need to do it.
Right.
And I said, well, what's your passion?
Yeah, that's where it starts. That's where it ends.
I believe your passion is what you do every day, because you work awfully hard. I know you work awfully hard. And if you didn't believe in it and believe that it could impact people's lives in a positive way, you wouldn't do it.
You know, I was thinking driving over here, thank you, that I really do what people call work all the time. And the key to me is work your play your work, because it's really play to me. And when I am doing something and all of a sudden I say, this isn't fun right now, then I need to take a look at what I can do to change that. Dr. Wayne Dyer, who I have really followed some of his books and heard him speak, as some of you as listeners have, and have enjoyed some of his work particularly, says, focus first on the only thing over which you have absolute control, and the answer is yourself. And so I turn that around just a little bit and personalize that by saying, focus first on the only thing over which I have absolute control, which is myself. So when you write that down, don't write down the word you, because if you put you, it means me. So when I say me, I'm talking about you, but don't put you because that does mean me. So when I say me, I really mean you. But then you put me because it means you. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's the closest I come to Robin Williams, and someday I want to meet him because I
Eric,
love him.
Eric, do you understand what she just said?
I think my brain just exploded.
Good. Because that's what I do in my live seminars. People are like, they never go to sleep. They're like, oh my God, that's in your seatbelt. So you always want to write everything and take it in the personal tense. So if I say you, then that goes on to somebody else. So when I say focus first on the only thing over which I have absolute control, so as a listener, I would write down I, because that takes it stronger into me. So is myself. So that's where we get back to this choice. And if it's not fun, then why are we doing it? Because really, it isn't that life doesn't have some pain, because there can be, and we see that all around us every single day, actually, on the television, the news, etc., which is why PCTR, Positive Choice Talk Radio, is so important. And so how we respond to that, the passion that we have, and, you know, a lot of times being raised as children in the schools, etc., we haven't, with parents as well, perhaps, and some have, so hats off to them, good job, given children the permission to look for a career in life that it isn't just about the money, it's about what do you love doing. And when you go to a career counselor and you're going to make a shift, that's the first thing they have you do is write down all the things you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, it is only ourselves that holds us back, because then they'll say, well, go and do that. If fishing is your love, then go figure out how to be a tour guide for rivers or whatever. I mean, I'm making it up in the moment, and yet that's really the truth. And so when I started professionally speaking, that was a message that came to me, and people had said to me that had listened to some of the local small talks that I'd given, that you really have a message that you ought to share with others. And when I really looked at that, that's what I love to do. And yet the dollar signs, the house payment, the car payments, none of it looked like that would make sense. And as you started with your passion, Kevin, and left your other job, I'm sure the same thing was happening. And listeners, we're not telling you to quit your jobs. We're not saying that. So
we're not?
No, we're not. I always want to make sure that people that listen don't think, okay, I'll just quit today and now what? It's really following the inner knower that you do have. And so in my case, I went out and borrowed some money so that I could go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
However, it better be something that you really love to do, because if you don't love to do it, everything has got challenges. Some people call them problems. And so they're going to pop up. It's Murphy's Law, whatever you want to call it, they're going to come up. So if your passion is strong, it'll carry you through. And if it isn't, it won't. And so when my feet hit the floor every morning, and I'm sure you're the same, I think burnout takes place for any of us when we've lost sight of the passion. So no matter what we're doing that we were so excited about, if we're not quite as excited anymore, then either it wasn't strong enough in the beginning, or we've lost sight of what that passion was, and we have to get back to that.
That's very, very true. Now, what would you, there are people that are out there that would say, because you said that you have control over you.
Right.
And
there everybody does.
And there are people that would say, yeah, I don't know how to go get that.
It's inside you. Thank you, because I really believe that we all have this greatness, this genius inside. And when is the last time anyone ever asked you to write down, I am a genius? And our teachers don't even do that in school.
Mm-mm.
And people might laugh at it. We do that in the seminars that I give, is I actually have people write that down and start saying that to themselves. And it's not to be blown up or pompous or, you know, an egomaniac. It's really about acknowledging the greatness that we have within. And the more you acknowledge that, the more it will start to come out. Because you really get what you look for. So if you look for the fact that we think we're stupid and we make wrong decisions and the people in our life don't support us, if we're looking for that, that's what's going to show up. So it's that old adage that to get what you want, you have to become it first, and you have to be it, and you have to give more of it. So if you want more love, you've got to give more love. If you want to get more ideas, then you need to give yourself permission to find those. And there's a really practicing about that that we can talk about on this show and many shows to come.
That goes into the self-esteem issue.
Absolutely.
And how come every time I hear something in my head negative about me, it comes from that person's voice who used to say it all the time? You know what I mean?
See, now that's where I get back to the fact that we have to stand up tall like a people. because that's what we are.
And, lack of people.
And we say, wait a minute, I have control. And let's go back to what Dr. Wayne Dyer said. Focus first on the only thing, because it's the only thing that you have absolute control over, and that's yourself. We can't control, you know, the driver in front of us. We can't control our boss. We can't control our spouse, our kids, whatever. We think we can. But when it really comes down to it, stuff happens. So the only control that we really have, which I think is supreme, is the control over us of how we respond in the moment. How do we handle that? What do we allow our brain, our soul, our mind to go to? The good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, the joyful. Where do we let that go? And when we really get it, and we might be 69, 49, 29, or 89 when we get it, because we're all on different paths, it's like, wow, I really can control how I respond to this. And the first is on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it's at. People talk more to themselves than anybody else.
That's right. It's just that when you start answering yourself that you get
into
trouble. That's
okay. Yeah. That's okay. So
they
you
put
know,
you on drugs and all that kind of stuff.
People talk more to themselves than anybody else. So one of my sayings is that really the way you communicate with others is a mirror of how you talk to yourself.
That's true.
It is true. So when we're out there calling other people jerks, that's because we've already been doing that with ourselves. And when we change that talk inside and take control of that to the positive choice talk radio.
You have a choice. When
yes.
that guy cuts you off in the on the freeway.
All the time.
You have a choice to either say, you're number one, or to say, well, he's probably in a hurry and that's okay.
You know what? I just had an epiphany.
Uh-oh.
Everybody has a PCTR on the inside of them, a positive choice talk radio on the inside. They either turn it on or they don't, and they carry it everywhere they go. So we're all plugged in. It's just whether we flip on the switch or not. How do you like that?
I wish I'd have written that down.
I like that a lot. It just came to me looking at those initials, because I always say we're all plugged in, just flip your switch on, or turn up your pilot light a little, you know? And so it just dawned on me, we all have the positive choice talk radio inside of us. It's whether we turn on the switch.
And choose to listen.
That's it. Oh, my God, it was an epiphany.
That's right. We're going to recover from that.
I love it. I'm so excited. I get so excited. I do. I get so excited. Life is so wonderful when you live in the gap like that. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. I'm jumping up and down because I do get so excited. Gosh. Thanks for listening.
We're dancing in the studio now. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
Yoo-hoo!
Life is a stage. Music, lights, action. Barb Schwarz, the founder of Staging Homes, brings her special talent right here to Positive Choice Talk Radio every Monday from 2 to 3 p.m. in Staging Life with Barb. Join Barb and Kevin as the hosts for this incredible hour of fun ways to live life to the fullest, from health and well-being to creating a great space for you and your family. And your calls are welcome. Please listen to the inspiring, wisdom-filled, and thought-provoking stories and ideas, as only Barb can bring them. From staging your home to staging your life, Barb is an inspiration to everyone. Please meet this wonderful woman every Monday at 2 p.m. for Staging Life with Barb, right here on Positive Choice Talk Radio. Staging Life is brought to you in part by StageHomes.com, the leader in the home staging industry, and by Positive Choice Talk Radio. The curtain goes up at 2 p.m. Are you ready?
Oh, we love that piece of music. Barb,
yes, we do.
Brought that to us. By the way,
I love her.
Is my beloved better half who does the voice on your commercial.
Really? I did not know that. I wondered who that was.
Yeah.
I love that music. You could keep that music going the whole time. I might as well share with you all as listeners. This first time I heard Eva Cassidy, the tears just poured down my face. She reaches such a peace place in the soul, and we were actually living on Whidbey Island at that time too, and took the walk on ferry Keystone over to Port Townsend, and this has been now like maybe 4 years ago, maybe three, probably four. And as we were walking around Port Townsend, we went into a little hobby shop kind of place. They had glass pieces and knickknacks you could buy and that kind of thing, and this music was going on. And so actually it was my husband Kirk Bohr that said to the person behind the desk, the salesperson, "What is that?" And she said, "Oh, that's Eva Cassidy." And we bought the CD right on the spot, and then as soon as we got back to the other side on Whidbey, I put it in the car and started listening. And this is Eva's own rendition of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And turns out, as you read the story, her number one album is Songbird, and it's just so beautiful. And she's taken songs that many of us have heard growing up and then done her own addition or rendition of them. And she lived on the East Coast and was a rather frail-looking, small person, blonde hair, very natural-looking, and worked in a nursery. And she was a singer at heart and very afraid of singing in front of other people. She would just quake in her boots. And so one day she got the strength with friend support to speak up and sing along with someone in a club. And there are a lot of small clubs, as some of us have been to, in, you know, all up and down the East Coast, in Washington, D.C., New York City, etc. And from there, her singing career really took off. And so at that time, there were no CDs or albums at all, and people clamored for her music. And she ended up being featured a lot at Blues Alley's. And then one day she started to walk with a limp. And again, she's very young. I think she was in her 20s. Gorgeous voice. And turned out that she had cancer, and she was gone in 3 months. And after she passed on, they started putting these CDs together. Now, there had been recording companies that had come to her and said before, when she was well, would you please record? And they wanted to pigeonhole her into either blues or jazz or spiritual or something, and she refused to do that. She said, I sing all music. And ABC Nightline, which, you know, is on every night from usually 11:30 to 12 on Pacific Coast time, they rarely do profiles on people. It's usually the latest news. And they've run the profile on Eva 3 times. I just saw it again. And they're just really... Everyone that hears her music is so moved, and one of the recording giants later said after her passing it was the greatest mistake he ever made to not record her and go along with the fact that she didn't want to be pigeonholed. Well, word spread to England, and without even the disc jockey ever hearing the song, one of his friends said, you have to play this song, and just put it on the air. And he said, I haven't even heard it. He said, listen to me. You trust me. Put it on. And it was Eva singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which is the first song I heard her sing. And I'm just getting chills and God bumps all over me, because that song has just stayed with me like a theme of my life for all of us, no matter where we were born or raised. And it became the number one hit in England, and still is. She outsold the Beatles there, and her album has just been right up there with the Beatles, and it's just been swamped. And now there are other albums they've put together. So if you've not heard her music or purchased it, I know we're getting nothing out of this by my bringing this up. It's just a beautiful story about someone with passion, that I view her as like an angel on my shoulder. I really do. And I carry her in every car that I have, which is 2, but still. I wanted to say every CD player I've got, which is in the house, a couple of them, and I have them in every room. And my brother is a beautiful artist in New York City, Gordon Moore, that does beautiful oils. And he usually is bringing the artist to me because he hears about him first. And it was such a joy for me to treat him to hearing Eva the first time by recording. And, you know, now her legacy, it was like groupies that were following her, a cult almost of a good kind, that were people, you know, in their 40s and 50s that just loved, in the 30s as well, her music. And so I hope that you will get her CD as well. And that's what's behind my commercial, that little ad that you did, that your wife did the voiceover.
Eric, could you get that
put that music up a little bit?
And the reason that I want to do that is that...
Because she's not singing here. This is the intro and the exit to the song. Sometime we should play her song. It is just...
I have the CD now.
Oh, so God. Oh, you've heard it then.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you hear it Over the Rainbow?
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me tell the story.
Okay.
Because you said... that you wanted the commercial that we were going to do for you.
Yeah.
You would like to have this song.
Yeah.
And so I have, you know, Comcast, and I have digital internet. So I got on Rhapsody, which is their music deal. You know, there are 141 covers of Over the Rainbow. You know I know that?
Oh, gosh. Wow.
You know how I know that?
The internet? I don't know.
I listen to every one of them to find the one, because...
You're kidding.
No, Eva's... rendition is not available because it is in such demand. And so you have to buy the whole CD.
You got to get the album.
You have to buy the album. And so I didn't, I couldn't get that album.
I could have saved you some time, but I'm glad you got to hear them.
No, that's okay, because this is what I did. His eye went down. My wife and I did this. We were in my computer room, and we went through 140 versions, including...
I'm impressed.
Including Judy Garland, who's done it like four different ways.
Yeah, I was just waiting to hear that.
And we were looking for an appropriate song that we could back up your commercial, and I'd given up.
Wow.
And that's why, you know, the Pointer Sisters,
but
I'm
you
so
didn't
excited.
Give up. You didn't give up.
Hold
you
on.
Found it.
The Pointer Sisters, I'm so excited.
Yes.
That was I was going to use to replace the fact that I couldn't get... a appropriate song of Over the Rainbow, because a lot of them are real kind of drippy and slow.
Yeah, I know.
Then I ran across the CD.
Where'd you find it? Did you buy it or a friend? Or
no,
you get it?
I bought it from Fred Meyer. They actually, Eva Cassidy's got a whole section there.
Yeah, she's just, she's an angel to all of us.
And so
I just love her music.
I bought the CD, and my feeling was... it won't work. There are 140 versions that don't work. Why would this one work?
Because it's Eva!
I had no reasonable expectation that that would work, and I was saying to myself, you know, Barb, she's a great gal, but she's, you know, this isn't her business, and she wants that song, but it's just not going to work, and it is your business now. It wasn't then, 3 days ago. And so, but the fact of the matter is, because of your passion and who this person is,
right.
That was the
Thank
only
you.
Song that would have worked
Thank you.
For that commercial, and that commercial is just gorgeous. It works out very well.
And it's a God thing. That's why I asked for it. See,
and there again, that is
the God business.
Because of your intuition and because